Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Secretary Treasurer with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff supporting good practices so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, today's meat futures markets were lower across the board. The hog market was the weakest one, down $1.92 in February. At $64.30. April's down $2.52. They were the weakest here at $68.77. We're retesting the lows back in August 5th of $68.45 today. So we're right there knocking on the door. We've also seen yesterday there was a story from Bloomberg about the U.S. company maybe having a vaccine for the African swine fever. I don't know if that's playing much of a role in today's down pressure for hogs, but they're certainly down testing those lows. Live cattle finished the day lower as well. We were 30 to 40 cents lower. The feeder cattle were up 20 in January as they expire tomorrow at 142.25. Marches were down 10 at 135.30. April's 57 lower at 137.20. May's 55 lower at 139.50. So across the board, significant weakness here on the hogs and feeder cattle and live cattle markets. Boxed beef at midday was up 98 cents on choice at 213.83. Select at 212.03, down 13 cents. The choice select spread's $1.80. That's a little bit helpful. Cash trade this week was a little bit disappointing. It's 122 light trade yesterday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
The grain futures were lower as well today. We had corn down 2 cents, soybeans down about 2 cents, Chicago wheat 7 to 8, Kansas City down about 9 to 10, so really a disappointing trade there, corn, beans, and wheat. Cotton futures, on the other hand, were pretty steady across the board, down 30 in March, 23 lower in May, but unchanged to 6 higher or so in the December cotton. We're still trying to sort through the Phase 1 China trade deal. We haven't had a whole lot of conversations surrounding Phase 1 due to the coronavirus, but there's still a lot of anticipation of additional buying. And then there's a wire story reporting the USDA may make some significant changes in the next round of supply and demand tables to reflect the new demand picture out of China. But we really don't know what that is yet, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of changes are made. The Dow Jones and equity markets today are slightly higher. We're 51 cents higher on the March at 28,761. The S&P futures up about 3 cents. Crude oil right now down 38 cents here, puts March at 53.09. We're roughly $10 off the high there. Natural gas also falling on hard times today, with the March down about 3 cents at 187.70. Natural gas is knocking on contract lows right here in one of the cheapest prices we've seen in a very long time.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.